So Vicky and Nicolini, you're very welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So Vicky, I'm going to start off with yourself, if that's okay, first of all. Tell us a little bit about Toastmasters, I suppose, for those who wouldn't be familiar with you.
So it's an international organisation. We were 100 years last year, 1924, set up in America originally and spread around the world. We have meetings in nearly every country in the world and throughout Ireland. Every county would have a club. And basically, at every meeting, we have prepared speeches that members would prepare themselves in their own time. And then another member would evaluate or give feedback on that speech. Always positive, always encouraging. But we grow by getting feedback, so it's always good to get an encouraging way to improve. And the third aspect of every meeting is table topics. So it's unprepared, where one member would have a list of topics and they would give them out to members to speak for 2 minutes unprepared, and then other members and guests can add on for 1 minute. I learn something new at every meeting. There isn't a meeting I go to where I haven't learned something new, and I never regret going to a meeting.
Fantastic. And as someone who's been a member for some time now, we'll say, what kind of benefits do you get out of it yourself, maybe, Vicky?
Well, it's definitely helped me with my confidence. I wouldn't have said I was quite shy, but I wouldn't have had confidence. Joining Toastmasters, I'm a member now 17 years, and it gave me the confidence to join Tralee Musical Society. It gave me the confidence to read at Mass. It just gave me confidence just to step out of my comfort zone.
Fantastic. That's great to hear. And in terms of the clubs that you have in Kerry, because I know there's a number of clubs obviously around the county as well, have ye many members? Is there a big increase or a big interest, should I say, Vicky?
In Tralee Club, we have currently paid up members, 17 paid up members, and some members are just not having joined up yet, and they will pay up. And we have about 6 guests coming regularly. That would come regularly. There's no pressure to join. Guests are always welcome to come and just listen and sit back and enjoy the night.
Fantastic. And I suppose the same question to yourself then, Nicolina. In Killarney, is there a big interest?
Absolutely. I myself came through as a guest 2 yeah. years ago, and it's really, really good in that kind of a sense that it is, like Vicky's just said, very open, very welcome. And every year we are growing bit by bit. At the moment we count 20 plus members, so we're very, very proud of that. And it is really, really good to see every single year people opening up, joining in, maybe a little bit shy, but then by the end of it they actually have a full confidence to stand in front of the people and add on to any of the existing skills they already do have and any businesses they might be in.
And Nicolina, I know in Killarney Toastmasters as well, you've set up an open night and it's taking place next week. Tell me, first of all, before we go into, I suppose, the specifics of the night itself, why you felt it was important to have an open night and to let people know, I suppose, who you are and what you're all about.
Absolutely. That's a very good actually point to understand why is this a good thing. Open night will happen next week on Tuesday, October 14th, and it will run from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Everyone is welcome. The entry is free. And the reason we are doing this every single year is to allow people come in, take a sneak peek into how all of this looks like. As Vicky was mentioning, there is an agenda. I happen to be a VP of education this year. I did not know what that means until now. Very interesting role. But what it did give me is an insight into how much work goes into this and how many opportunities are coming out of that. So every person on the evening, every member has a chance to take up on a role. I know we are on a business show here, which is very important for individuals or professionals to use those skills in their business, for leadership, for confidence. So there is a way for people to take a look and see how all of this could benefit them. Taking up on a role, discovering your communication style, eventually results in your professional career. It can result with more confidence, like Vicky said, in real life. It kind of puts you in a real life situation, but with a very supportive environment.
And it does sound like it's very supportive and that you all have a great relationship, which is so important as well. Vicky, I suppose Toastmasters, a lot of people initially would think of the public speaking aspect. I know you've mentioned that as well, but there is a lot more benefits, I suppose, associated with it as well and associated with being a member. You mentioned the confidence aspect as well. But talk me through some of maybe the other aspects, maybe, or the other areas where people might benefit in terms of maybe, I don't know, networking or just communicating with other people in different or in similar industries, maybe if they are in business.
So at every meeting, we have what's called a Toastmaster, which is the chair. And this rotates every meeting. So we meet twice monthly. So every second week we have a meeting and we take turns being Toastmaster or chair of the meeting. So being able to chair a meeting, keeping it running on time, keeping everybody in order is a fantastic skill for anybody to learn. We also have a timer at every meeting, so making sure everyone's kept on time. Everything is timed, from speeches to evaluations, topics, everything's timed. And also networking, as you say, everyone is welcome in Toastmasters, from the unemployed to those with degrees and masters and doctorates, to all ages. From the over 18 is the only criteria, you have to be over the age of 18. Other than that, all ages, all abilities, all skills, everybody is welcome. So we have a wide variety of members and we all just click.
Brilliant, it sounds great. Nicolene, I think you said you're from Croatia originally. For someone, I suppose, that was new to the area maybe and probably still trying to get used to maybe meeting different people, or just like, I suppose, even all of us, you know, lived here all our lives, that we wouldn't know everyone in our own local community either, you know. So is it a good way, maybe we'll say, for people like that, maybe they just want to reach out and kind of get familiar with the people that, you know, are down the road from them, maybe in the same community, just to meet each other and to kind of, I suppose, form bonds and create friendships as well?
Absolutely. I think you're completely right there. For me, in my particular case, and I've seen it in other members who may be coming from different countries like myself, we used Toastmasters not only for improving our business skills, communication skills, leadership skills, we also kind of got a chance to get a ticket into a community, get the people around to know us and us to know them, to kind of connect on a more personal level. And I think this is the most beautiful part of the Toastmasters. You may have a tough day. You may have a really difficult time that day, and then you're not feeling like going anywhere in the evening. But after you go to Toastmasters, I guarantee you, coming out of it, you're going to feel so empowered. You're going to be feeling really a lot lighter, supported, and you will have that kind of a satisfaction that you have your own tribe. So I see Toastmasters a lot more than just improving my communication skills, but actually having a place to go, to learn, to grow, and to also make friends.
That sounds brilliant. And in terms of the business aspect then, do you find, or in what way maybe do you find that it has helped you from a business point of view?
Being a foreigner was hard in its own right when you're coming to a different country. But then what I decided 5 years ago is to start my own business. And from that perspective, it definitely gave me a chance to build my kind of a skin in business. So it trains you to think on your feet, like now. And it also helps you to connect with people regardless of the topic or the environment you might be in at the moment. So if you are pitching a sale, or if you're giving a feedback, or if you're going for an interview, or you need to facilitate Q&As or host a webinar, in all aspects of a business today, it can really, really help. From a communication side, from a leadership side particularly, because even the whole agenda and the structure around Toastmasters give you a chance to put yourself, like Vicky said, come out of your comfort zone, put yourself in certain roles and see how you can find, you know, your own lane. So in that kind of a sense, it was really, really beneficial for me. And I've seen it in many other people, because when you take it, every person or individual in business, creating a business, starting a business, or being just an employee, maybe even, they have their ideas and visions, and they're probably 100% okay to do what they do. They know what they're doing. But when they have to communicate it across, it could be difficult. And this is where Toastmasters can help.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. And I know both of you have mentioned it earlier on that it's not just for business people, that it's kind of a group that's open to everyone. So I presume that's who you're hoping will attend the Killarney event next week.
Absolutely. Everyone is welcome. Like also Vicky mentioned, only criteria is to be over 18. But everyone is welcome to come across and to see what we are like. They may have a wedding coming up. They may have a business event they need to attend to. People could also be retired and looking for a new challenge in their lives. Everyone is absolutely welcome. And I can see that every time we meet, that there are more and more benefits every single time they join. So I hope to see a lot more people next Tuesday.
And do people need to register in advance, or can they just show up and just remind us, I suppose, the time and where it's taking place as well?
Absolutely. So again, it is next Tuesday, October 14th. It is happening in Drumhall Hotel in Killarney from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. You are most welcome to come a little bit early just to kind of find your seat and settle down. And you can find more details on our website, Killarney Toastmasters Club. You can find it on Facebook as well, Killarney Toastmasters Club. So we are doing a little bit of promotion around that. So all details are there, but you do not have to register really. There is a form circulating around on our social media that people can fill in just to give us idea of the numbers. But really, if you just have time, happen to have a time that evening and you just think how you might spend a Tuesday night in a nice environment and see something new, do come in.
Absolutely, it sounds brilliant. Just before we finish up, Vicky, I wanted to bring you back in as well, because I can imagine the Tralee group as well, you're probably always open to new members and to new people joining.
Yes, guests are always welcome. We meet on the first and third Monday of every month, and we also meet from 8 to 10. It is advisable to come early because we do always start on time. So our next meeting is October 20th and the following meeting will be November 3rd. Always welcome. And we meet in Our Lady in St. Brendan's Parish Centre in Tralee. Free parking, which is always a good thing.
Definitely.
And refreshments are served at the break.
Lovely, fantastic. Well, it sounds great. And thank you both for coming in to studio to talk to me this evening. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Amber.
Very much.